Sam's got a monkey on the line. Hello?
Mike Costello?
Speaking.
Peter Tork.
Peter Tork, how are you?
At what?
At rockin'.
Ah, not bad.
Not bad. Yes, I know. So, where are you in town yet?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good, good. Ready for tonight or what?
I surely hope so.
Do you remember last time here in New Orleans coming here to the station? We did
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, your band was here twice in 86. First time was at the Audubon Zoo.
Yep.
And the second time, the Superdome.
Yep.
And I believe you came up as our in-studio guest during the 60s at 6 program. And it was a thrill to have you here, and I'm certainly glad you were able to at least check in with us over the phone this afternoon.
Well, it's a pleasure. I'm sorry I couldn't come in personally.
Yeah. Tell me, how has life on the road been for you?
Well, the road itself is a little rough. The work is fine, but the commute's a bear. That's what we usually say.
Right.
And that's the truth. We love the work, but the traveling, I mean, we drove in overnight. We were in Richmond, Virginia 2 nights ago, Atlanta last night, and here tonight, Houston tomorrow, and Dallas the day after.
Right, don't stop, huh?
And what we basically have to do is we climb in the bus after the show and ride during the night.
Yeah.
Into the next place and then try to finish off our night's sleep in a hotel room.
Right.
And then we, you know, then we're all right, mostly.
Uh-huh. Well, how long have you been on the road this time?
Let's see. What is 1902 from 19...
It's been a while.
It feels like a long time.
Yeah.
It's actually only been, I guess, 6 or 7 weeks now, including rehearsals. We'll be done Labor Day, I guess, so it's not too bad.
It's not that long of a haul, huh? Well, tell me, the first time, I remember Mickey had answered the question when I first talked to him, like, before the first show here, what kind of music y'all would be playing. He said, the hits. We're going to play the hits. And that's exactly what you did on the first tour, you know, The Last Train to Clarksville and Stepping Stones and Pleasant Valley Sundays. But I noticed on the second tour, like in 87, y'all played over in Biloxi, y'all got into more of the album cuts, things like Cuddly Toy and Shades of Grey and a few of the other things.
Mm-hmm.
What is this tour more like, the first one or the second one?
I guess it goes right down the middle. I would have to, you can't go to a monkey show and not hear I'm a Believer, Daydream Believer,
yeah.
Marksville, you know, Stepping Stone, and Pleasant Valley Sunday.
Yeah.
Those five are really the prime singles that, you know, the monkeys had. And I think they're, personally, I still love the music. And I like the way we do them. I always have liked the sound of those tunes live on stage. And of course, then you have the rest of a show to fill up. Now, if you do a 50-minute show, you're going to do those things in a few of the more prominent album cuts, and you're going to get off the stage. But we've had so much music, and we've all had personal favorites that we've wanted to play, that we now are doing, we're doing a few of the more obscure album cuts, more than any of that, is the part about the, one of the things that I'm really pleased with this particular tour is what we call our acoustic section, where we just sit down, the three of us with a guitar, and I play a little acoustic guitar. It's about 6 inches long, very little, and we sing three little songs that we've all liked in one arrangement or another, and the band members don't join us except the drummer does a little do wacky do wacky do kind
uh-huh.
of a just
yeah.
keep it turning. That's our acoustic segment, and we like that particularly. There's that we feel like that's very close, and it gives the audience a chance to get to know us a little better, too,
yeah,
I think.
Right. Yeah, well, certainly you do have to perform all the classic hits, like, you know, Last Train to Clarksville and things like that. But it was definitely on the second tour, like in 87, I mean, it was nice to see y'all get into things that, you know, as Monkey fans, we know all those album cuts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Cuddly Toy is as important to your average Monkey fan as is I'm a Believer. You know,
yep. Let's see, we're not doing Cuddly Toy. We are doing instead what we're doing that we haven't done before this year is D.W. Washburn.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like that one, yeah. That was, as a matter of fact, the Monkees' last top 20 hit until That Was Then, This Is Now.
I believe so.
Yeah.
And then the acoustic tunes and a new tune, a couple of new tunes that David's collected, one new song I wrote. Other than that, you know, other than that, it's album cuts. It's, oh, Lord, I don't know. Let's see if I can even, besides Clef, She, of course, which we have so much fun with. We've always done that. We've done She every year we've been out.
Mary.
Ooh, That Was Then, This Is Now.
Oh, I was going to ask you, do you get into any of the stuff from That Was Then, This Is Now? How about, like, Heart and Soul?
No, just, Then and Now is the only new Monkees cut that we do. The rest of the stuff is new, even for Monkees cuts. In other words, like the new song that I wrote is we do that on stage, and you don't. That's not a Monkees song in the sense that we've never put it on record.
Right.
As a matter of fact, we have no plans to either for that moment,
right.
for that matter. But the others are just regular Monkee cuts, just regular you know album tunes that you all will know and love.
Yeah. Well, how long of a set do you do?
We run almost an hour and a half now.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing about it. You know, we really love to do this stuff, and we love to kick it. We use Listen to the Band, Mike's tune, as a both as a way of saying, you know, thanks to Mike for the time that he spent with us, and as a way of introducing the band.
Yeah, I remember you did that on the first tour as well.
That's the way we'll be going with that one this time again.
I like that. And as a matter of fact, I do remember I went to the one show out in L.A. that Mike did show up for the encore.
You saw that, did you?
Yeah, and I remember Davey saying, let's introduce the band to Mike.
Yes. Yeah, so Mike hasn't met the band yet.
Right.
Mike joined us again in L.A. this year.
Yeah, I heard he did do one time this year as well.
One visit. He came and he joined us for maybe the last three, four tunes of the show, including the, and then the encore.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a nice little reunion. They ought to have Mike.
Yes, it is. It's very pleasant indeed. He was a lot of fun. Most fun was Michael doing the interviews with us. I had worried about that because the three of us had worked out a style of interviewing over the course of the years that we'd been a threesome.
Yeah.
And I didn't know whether Michael was going to be able to fit in, but it was just as though he'd never left and as though he'd been there with us all the way.
You know, one thing that certainly I remember at the first show at the zoo when I saw it was definitely a high point, and it's something that everybody really gets off on, is when y'all do the monkey walk, when y'all walk off the stage.
Yeah.
I was talking with somebody about this just the other night. Was that only on the intro of the show, or did y'all ever do that in the show? I don't recall actually it being part of any of the script. I know it was on the intro.
All of the billboard, all of the introduction to the show is cuts from various episodes of the show.
Uh-huh.
So it's not, so somewhere in the, it does appear in some show, and I don't remember where it appeared or what episode. I imagine it was one of the early episodes. I think I was wearing 1966 trunks rather than 1967 trunks. But, you know, if anybody can remember the description.
Yeah.
But it, as far as I know, it did appear in the show, but I couldn't tell you where to say it.
It would have been just one time, though.
I expect so, yeah.
Yeah, so people,
on the other hand, it's sort of something that we tended to do. I mean, it's like, you know, get jammed in the doorway on the way out. It was one of those things we, you know, somebody would call off a cue. It's a funny thing, you know, we make a joke about it sometimes. The photographers will say, okay, boys, can we have a little bit of zaniness here?
Yeah.
And, you know, if we didn't treat that kind of request with a sense of humor, we could get pretty sick.
Yeah, right.
Sick of it, and, you know, it's like, you know, okay, I order you to act spontaneous. You know, there's a lot of frustration in that kind of command.
Yeah.
Or relax, he screamed. You know, that kind of thing is a little hard to comply with. So what we generally do is, okay, well, we have zany number 23 here. How about 23A? No, I'm sick of 23A. Let's do 23B. And that kind of thing. And that's our way of sort of deflecting. But, in fact, we did used to do that kind of thing. It would be, okay, let's get jammed in the doorway on the way out. Okay, go.
Nice.
Anybody could call it. When we went to do the famous the Star on the Walk of Fame, we left the theater to go out onto this platform, and I call it, okay, it's jammed in the doorway. Okay, so we got jammed, fighting our way through, trying to get to the doorway, fighting our way through the doorway.
Yeah.
Not enough room for four of us to get through at once, but we're trying.
Yeah, right. Well, I'll tell you what, this is going to be my, let's see, twice in New Orleans, twice in L.A., once in Biloxi. This will be my sixth Monkee show, and I'm looking...
Where are we going to be tonight?
Huh?
Where are we going to be tonight?
Oh, the Sanger. 8 o'clock tonight.
Sanger Theater.
Sanger Theater.
Yeah, at 8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, and I'm as
be there or be square.
Okay, Pete, thanks for checking in, and we're rocking with you tonight.
Who have you got in the studio there with you?
I'm sorry, what?
Who have you got in the studio there with you?
Oh, just a couple of the other rock jocks here.
All right. Hello to the rock jocks on WRNO.
Hello, Pete.
Don't call me Pete.
Okay, Peter. Okay, well, we'll see you tonight. Rock.
Hey, I sure hope so. Take care, and come on back and let us say hello to you after the show.
As a matter of fact, we got some winners we're going to bring backstage.
That'll be a pleasure.
Thanks, Peter.
I look forward to it all.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.